The candidates on the trail during this year's gubernatorial races are beginning to hear from voters about the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, with memories of what Alaska went through during the Exxon Valdez spill and with an eye toward the plans for offshore drilling in the Chukchi Sea currently set to begin this summer. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The public is watching and hearing news reports from the Gulf of Mexico as BP's Deep Horizon rig continues its discharge of crude oil, now touching the Louisiana shoreline. And the candidates say Alaskans are beginning to bring it up in their campaign travels throughout the state. However, each of them says Alaska's voters also recognize substantial differences between the disasters. In the Gulf of Mexico, BP's working a mile below the surface. In Alaska, Shell's planning to drill at 150 feet. And Governor Parnell says that matters.
There's a distinction there in safe operations and the ability to stop anything. But frankly, I'm in prevention mode. I want to see these things prevented, not so we don't have to face this kind of a disaster. My sense is that the conditions are so different, and yet we want to learn everything we can from what's happened in the Gulf. So it certainly is a balance of factors.
The Shell drilling is a federal project on the Outer Continental Shelf. It is not directed by any state regulatory agency. But Governor Parnell says the state has constantly been involved in the work from the start and is watching every move off the coast.
We've learned a lot from the Exxon Valdez. I think we can learn a lot more from what's happened in the Gulf. And yet at the same time, I think we ought to be moving forward with exploration.
Bill Walker, who's challenging Parnell for the Republican nomination, agrees, but he does see the Gulf spill affecting Alaska's future, if only in more litigation over the issue, and also calls for more scrutiny over what's done here. However, he says while the large fields are offshore, and they're the most likely places that will have any significant effect on the oil pipeline's continued operation, it brings up one push left for onshore oil development.
We should be able to develop ANWR in such a way onshore with the proven technologies that we have. You know, the example that we should be making is that while we're trying to sort out the issues of offshore, let's make sure that we're developed onshore to the maximum extent safely that that can be done. And developing ANWR is a classic example of that.
Walker says the Gulf oil spill also puts more emphasis on the need for natural gas development in Alaska. Democrat Bob Poe agrees with the others that the Shell project is being done differently and in different conditions than the Gulf of Mexico wells. He says people he talks to recognize that, and they recognize the state still needs the oil. He calls those people realistic. Offshore in Alaska has been done safely for 30 years, and oil and gas pay the bills here. Support, he says, falls back on the oil companies.
What really needs to happen is you know, Shell and Conoco and others that are planning to do offshore ought to step up and really provide very clear assurances to Alaskans that what we've seen in the Deep Horizon event can't happen here.
However, Poe also says the Gulf spill raises the question of the state's financial resources to deal with any emergency that comes up. Right now, the Gulf of Mexico states get a share of federal income that's about four times more than what Alaska will get. It was a response to Hurricane Katrina damage along the Gulf Coast at the time. However, Poe says now is the time for Alaska to intensify its push for a larger revenue share based just on the potential risk from offshore development. He says Alaska should become a fixture at the doorstep of the lower 48 until the share is increased. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.